You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are on with the show's favorite auto guy and my favorite dude. Hey, Larry Zinn, how are you?
Mr. Freed, good speaking to you as always.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you for buying lunch the other day when I was out there thanking you. You know, it was great to spend time with you and Ismet and Eric. I just had the best time there at our favorite haunt up there on 441. But you're not going to be up on 441 much longer. What's happening?
So it's coming up pretty quick, but hopefully a year from now we'll be in our new facility on 151st and Biscayne Boulevard.
Yeah, I saw some great photos there, Larry. It looks like it's really coming along fast. But before we get to the year-end 2018, what do we have to look forward to in 2018? It looked to me like Infiniti's coming out with a new car. I just got hit with an email today.
Yeah, Infiniti came out with the new version of the QX80, which is the biggest one in the lineup. We've also got the QX50 coming, which is a really interesting new small SUV. It's a four-cylinder that has the power of a six-cylinder, but a great deal of fuel economy. It's supposed to be really, really nice, and it's an all-new variable compression. It's pretty complicated, so I'm not going to go into details and put everybody to sleep, but it is definitely going to be a segment buster, and we're pretty excited to get that car coming along.
You know, I was up there at the dealership just the other day, and it looked like you had a whole bunch of good cars up there. What's going on? You know, everybody's got that urban legend that the best time to buy a car is at the year end. What's up with that?
Well, you know, December really is the biggest month of the year for most auto dealers. A lot of the time, it does have some of the best deals of the year. I know right now we've got some incredible lease programs throughout all the brands. Much of the time, regardless of what brand you're looking at, they are the most aggressive of the year. And I can confidently say that right now we are experiencing that.
Well, Larry, you know, I've seen you traveling the state and actually the world, trying out different new cars, going to road rallies, being out there at the beautiful car shows. What is the most interesting car that you've had a chance to see? What were you? It's sort of like your unicorn. What did you find this year at the auto shows that you thought was just smoking great?
Well, the most interesting car that I saw, and we're going to be fortunate enough to have the ability to carry those vehicles, is called the Koenigsegg. It's a Swedish hypercar where, you know, the car actually just set the speed record for 0 to 200 miles to zero. In the fastest time, and 0 to 284 miles per hour, faster than any car ever.
Wow, Larry, where can I drive that car?
Well, it's difficult because there aren't many here in the United States yet. They will be here soon and homologated, and that's when we'll definitely have to get you out for a vlog or something for a spin.
Oh, yeah, well,
No, where can you legally drive that car?
There you go, Wanda.
Well, you can legally drive it anywhere. It's just how fast you can drive.
Okay, that's true.
So, Larry, then, yeah. Am I going to be able to race Peter on the car? Put Peter next to me in just his regular street car. I think I'd have a challenge.
I think so. I think you could take him on.
All right, well, listen, so that's a really cool car. Tell me, does Lamborghini have something coming up this year? I know that you delivered just something, one of 15 or something I saw on the website.
Yeah, we actually were able to deliver a one of 20.
Close.
Called a Centenario, which is a special one-off vehicle celebrating the 100th birthday of Ferruccio Lamborghini. So we were, you know, it's going to be, I believe, one of 10 in the United States that are roadsters. And it was a really, really unique, special vehicle that was ordered almost 3 years ago now. And the customer finally got the car and couldn't be happier. We also have Lamborghini's SUV is making a return.
Wow.
So, yeah, come August, September, we'll have a Lamborghini SUV, I guess, for the first time since the 80s.
Well, that sounds really exciting. Now Vivian's got something else to get me to try to buy.
So, that's right.
So what's coming up in Range Rover, Land Rover? Something cool? I know you had some great additions to the lineup this year.
The product that we have is electrification. So whether it's a full electric or a plug-in hybrid, we're going to start seeing more and more of those come along. So Come January, we're going to get all new refreshed versions of the Range Rover and Range Rover Sport, and both those cars will have a plug-in hybrid option as well. So that's great for fuel economy, especially with large SUVs, and really takes the brand in a whole new direction.
Now I know that I was driving one of the Range Rover Sports when I was doing the Flex Wheel program. It seemed like the engine turned off and turned on. What's with that?
So that's a start-stop feature that now you see in a lot of new cars. And the deal with that is basically it helps with emission control. So when you're sitting and the car is not running, the vehicle runs off of battery power and isn't emitting any emissions into the air. And also helps with fuel economy.
Now, Larry, I drove also an A7 Turbo. I got to just say, that's just a freaking great car. Can I say freaking on the air? Okay, I said that. Good. What do you got coming up at Audi? And, you know, do I have to go all the way to Gainesville to pick it up? I guess I pick it up and I bring it back. How does that all work?
Well, you know, if there's something that you like, we can always help you out. And we like to deliver wherever that we can, you know. Ideally, we'd love to have some visitors up in Gainesville to come and pick out their new car and enjoy the road trip home, but we do whatever we can to make it convenient for our clients, regardless of where they are. So
I'd really like to have an event.
We have to ship it to you. We'll do it.
I'm sorry I stepped over. You could ship it to me if I wanted to, is I think what I stepped on there.
Yep.
Now, Larry, I'd love to have an event with the UF Real Estate Group and maybe some of the different professors in the business school up there at the Audi store. So maybe offline, you could put me in touch with the folks up there. I'd really like to get a nice event going up there, because I'm sure it'd be a great place for people to gather and take a look at the products and for y'all to meet some new people also. Tell me a little bit about what's been going on in Key West. I know you had to cancel our lunch the other day to go to Key West. What do you got down in Key West?
Well, you know, it's a new project for us. We purchased some stores down there a little bit earlier this year. And, you know, now we're just trying to get the place going in the fashion that we would like and do some remodeling and really make it into a, you know, all-new facility and an all-new experience for the clients down there. So for me, just going down there is regular course of business, checking up to see what's going on, making sure that everyone's, you know, happy and see what I could do to help them out. So it's always good to get down there, see everybody, you know, experience what's going on and try and help all the operations improve.
Now, Larry, you recently were awarded top dealership to work for in the United States. High five. How do they select that? And do your folks really feel that way?
I hope so. I mean, We were fortunate enough to win number one dealership to work for in the United States out of 17,000 eligible.
How many?
With the last 17,000.
Okay, pretty good. Your mom must be proud. I know your dad is.
That's for sure. And then also the other stores within the organization that qualified, well, the really great achievement for us.
Larry, we're losing your phone. We're losing your phone. Are you there, Larry?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but go back to 17,000 dealerships and you were the one.
So, yeah, we were number one, and then the other stores within our group that qualified made the top 25, which is great. And basically, they survey all of our employees, and it's all anonymous. So when the results come back, we get to see feedback and comments and where we're excelling and where we can improve. And beyond, you know, the recognition, it's a really great way to find out what's going on within your employee base and possibly that you either want to hear or don't want to hear.
Well, we are still having a little bit up and down on your signal, but I did want to talk about one person in particular. It's the person that sold me my car the last time. It's the person that sits next to Ismet. Tell me the story about the guy that sits next to Ismet at the dealership.
Sergio.
There you go.
Yeah, Sergio is a great guy. So Sergio was working in our detail department, actually. I believe it was 4 or 5 years ago, and asked to get an opportunity to move into sales. We gave him that opportunity, and he excelled and really worked tremendously hard. And now he's the sales manager at the Infinity store, and he's doing an incredible job. I couldn't be more proud of, you know, how far he's come and what he's doing.
You know, but that's not an isolated incident to the folks that work up there with you. When I was up there and we had lunch, Ismet got my car detailed. I went in the back. I met the young man that detailed my car. And I said, wow, what's next for you? He pointed at Ismet and said, I'm after that guy's job someday. So it was really terrific to see the spirit that you guys have at the dealership. Larry, can you stay with me and do one more segment?
Jim, I apologize. I can't do it tonight.
Okay.
But I really appreciate you having me on. And I'm sorry, but next time I promise you got me for at least two segments or as long as you need me.
All right. That's great. Listen, I want to wish you and the whole family, Warren, Eric, a special thanks to Robert, Ismet, and of course, Courtney, for all the great things you do. Samantha, the rest of the team up there. We can't thank you enough for your participation in the show and your great energy, Larry. Thank you so much. I'll see you next year.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Happy holidays to you and Vivian, and wishing you guys all the best in the new year.
Thank you so much, Larry. You and Courtney are going to come celebrate Vivian's new kidney. You're going to be the first couple we go out with.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, Wanda, it sounds like it's me and you for the rest of the show, but we've got some great stuff. So everybody stick with us. We're going to have nothing but positive energy flowing your way for your drive home. Stick with us. Happy holidays.